What's up? How you doing? You made it to hump day. Good job. This is your daily Buckeye Blitz. I'm your host, Joe Warwick. And today for Wednesday, August 3rd, 2022, here it is. We are talking tight ends. Is this the year of the tight end? Finally? I don't know. Maybe. We'll find out. So we're going to run through a tight end too deep here. We're going to talk about what we have. We're going to look at some snap counts from last year, and we're going to get into it. And we're going to expect some major movement here. We're going to have some new guys stepping up, and hopefully they can get the job done. So let's jump right into it. So, you know, we lost Jeremy Ruckert, obviously, to the NFL. We still have Mitch Rossi. He's used more of like a fullback slash blocking tight end. Not exactly the prolific receiver of a Ruckert, but he is the elder statesman in the room. So this is his final year. After him, Cade Stover is the oldest guy, you know, a red shirt. So, and you got Joe Royer, you got G Scott, Sam Hart, and Bennett Christian here in this 22 class. So let's look at snap counts from last year. Obviously, Ruckert led the way at tight end with over 713 snaps. That's insane. So then quite a drop off from Ruckert at over 700. Cade Stover was next at 223. Obviously, we know he played defense in the Rose Bowl, but regardless, for all 12 games, he only amounted 223 snaps. So look for that to jump significantly, especially as a blocker, I think more so than a receiving tight end. Hopefully they can work him in and he can get some more receptions and get those stats up there. But G Scott, this is the one, G Scott and Joe Royer. So G had 55 snaps last year, Joe Royer 34. These have to more than like quadruple. These guys need to be like, especially Joe Royer, because I think he can catch and block. So he's kind of almost your Rucker tight end. So I think he gets up close to 300 to 400. And I got G Scott with maybe 200, 250 at best. The other guys, I don't expect much out of, honestly, especially Sam Hart. He's only he redshirted, so he's a second year guy. And Bennett Christian, like I said, is a true freshman just coming in. So you really got to, I guess it goes by the play and the type of package they want to run. If they want to run two tight ends, you know, like I think you got to go with maybe a Rossi and a Royer, one blocking, one receiving. It really depends on the play, you know. That way Royer can either, you know, get out in if they audible to a pass route or something like that, he can get out. And if they stick with a run or whatever, then he can still stay in and block. And Cade, you know, Cade Stover, he just wants to put his fucking face mask through somebody. So I think he's going to be in there for run blocking for sure. You don't want to, as a play caller, obviously you don't want to tip your hand to the defense so that they think, or they know when Rossi and Stover are in there, that this is a run play. You know, you don't want it to be that obvious. And when Royer is in there, it's a pass, you know. So a little bit of a balance there. And same with G Scott, you know, is he going to line up as a flexed out tight end? So that's one place I think he'd be most successful. I'm not sure he's big enough at like 230, 235, even at, I don't know, maybe 240. I guess you could stick him on the end of the line, but he's got the weapons to be a threat down the field in the passing game and over the middle and stuff. So I'm going for my starters. I'm going, let's say we're doing 12 personnel. So we'll do two tight ends. I'm going Stover and Rossi for my starting tight ends. I think they're going to defer to Rossi because of his, you know, age really, you know, and then I think you come in with a heavy dose of Royer right behind them, and G Scott. So those are my top four. Let me know what you think. As always, reach out and I'll hit you back as always, and hit the Buckeye Cast and check me out. Talk to you later. Go Bucks.